Vivian Smith learned just this week about the fate of the radioactive material buried in a landfill next to her farm in Estill County.
We received a letter this week saying that they are not going to be removing the stuff. They're going to leave it alone, that it would be too dangerous.
The radioactive material came from natural gas drilling operations in West Virginia nearly 3 years ago. It was illegally dumped in the Blue Ridge landfill. An operator, Advanced Disposal Services, came up with two potential solutions: seal it up or excavate it and dump it somewhere else. Smith doesn't like either option.
Okay, I'm torn two ways. I'd like for it to be gone, but at the same time, I worry about our health and what would we do while they were removing it. So it's like, be damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Last week, state regulators agreed with the landfill operators that keeping the radioactive waste in the ground is the best way to protect human health and the environment. Energy and Environment Cabinet spokesman John Mura says digging up the material poses unnecessary health risks to workers and residents. It would also cause blowing dust, foul smells, and increased traffic.
The Cabinet carefully considered all of the responses to the cap and truly believes that this alternative is the best way forward.
But that may be against the will of local residents. Craig Williams of the Kentucky Environmental Foundation says the majority of residents who commented on the two options preferred the landfill remove the waste.
Because the long-term health and environmental impact of that material is unknown, and the only way to be sure that that risk is eliminated is if the material is removed.
A risk assessment estimates the radioactive waste could contaminate groundwater beside the landfill for the next 2,700 years. That worst-case scenario assumed the landfill has no cap and no liner, which in practice it would have. But the radioactive waste will be around a lot longer than the current liner, which has a service half-life of less than 450 years. Still, state regulators say the plan will include permanent land use restrictions and groundwater monitoring that will last until at least 2066. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.